Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet Sweats on a Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out. It is a Power Rankings Wednesday. We're going to hit on three Super Bowl bets that we like heading into week number 6. Live dogs and teasers. We'll play nickel or dime. Eric Kratz from Foul Territory will jump on. Perfect day for that. We've got 4 baseball games, 4 divisional round games. Last time now, we're going to see that. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll go over our card later on this hour. Nate Collins will hang out as well. A lot to discuss with him. Sam, based on the minute off air before the show started, I think we can already say it's going to be an off the rail show. I think there's no doubt about it. There's a lot of leg room here on the show with the segments and everything. So I can already tell today's going to be a fun one. How you doing?
I'm feeling frisky for sure.
Oh no.
Even friskier given the fact that if you pull up the screen today, college football, NBA preseason, WNBA finals, Major League Baseball, NHL. There's men's tennis going on right now. Very exciting. There is so much stuff to discuss and so little time. The baseball yesterday in New York, though, was awesome. That game had everything you could possibly want. Jays jump ahead. Aaron Judge hits a 100-mile-an-hour fastball basically on the inside corner to the upper deck.
So strong.
I mean, nobody's hitting that ball but him. Where it was pitched, where it was hit, where it hit off the top of the, what do you even call that? Like the top of the, like upper deck. Awesome game. Fans ripping shots after the game. Like just everything you could possibly want from a Blue Jays and Yankees playoff game. And now we do it again tonight.
To your point about Judge, about how many players can actually do what he's doing. Like, I'm caught in the algorithm of, like, baseball teaching and all that, so I see it all the time. His personal hitting coach is very controversial. He has a different style and all that, so people are always ripping on him. And, like, most people, and I agree with this point, it's a little bit of a different hitting style that he teaches. But the point is that, like, he's what, 6'7"? How much does he weigh? There's nobody in the world like him. There's nobody that has that power. It doesn't matter his approach to the plate for the most part and his swing path and all that. When he gets a hold of it, it's going. Because you saw that was a perfect example last night. And he was kind of joking about it to the reporter after the game. He's like, I'm not going to get a good grade on that swing. Okay, maybe. Don't think anybody's going to complain because you're Aaron Judge. Yes. 99.9% have no chance of hitting that one out of the park like you did. But he's part of the 0.0001%. I think that's certainly a fair point. Yeah, that chatter about Judge choking. Mm-mm. He's been showing up, man, every game. And the 3-run homer ends up tying it. We saw Jazz come up. Oof. Sorry. That's an ear hole shot next time you're up. With that bad flip. That's an ear hole shot from me. You're the same way. I was thinking, I'm like, Jake would probably be on the opposite side of that because he loves Jazz, new school, but I've still got a little bit of old school with me. But after that, you bat flip like that against me in the playoffs, you're getting one.
No doubt. First pitch as well. We used to call it sweet chin music. That's what we used to call it. Shawn Michaels. Shout out. Aaron Judge, 6'7", 282 pounds, by the way. That's what he's listed at. And according to Sarah Langs, who's been awesome with baseball stats for a long, long time. Aaron Judge now has 6 home runs when facing elimination. That's tied with David Ortiz for the most in Major League playoffs history.
On the other side, Vladdy did his job. He just didn't get enough help, right? Didn't get enough with the pitching and enough help offensively. But Jake called it, and he said home run. Everybody apparently was on home run. I guess Brad Evans called home run, I think. I was on total bases. The room called home run, and then it made me think twice about it. But, yeah, Vladdy did his job. He just didn't have enough help. We figured the Yankees were going to make it a series some way, somehow. It's not like Rodon was great. He wasn't the reason that they got here at all, especially look at his numbers. He was yanked from the game fairly early. But in the 2 games last night, you get the favorites winning both, and you get the over smoking in both. Ton of runs last night. Very curious if that ends up happening today. The room did well. This is the first day in the baseball playoffs, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the room did very well on a number of levels. And the home run props that were popular end up getting home. So nice tickets were cashed by the room. The room is flush for a 4-day playoff, 4-game playoff.
Oh, baby.
Okay. We know how this goes. We do. I think a lot of other people be like, oh, maybe the room, it's their time to get hot. I don't think we're going to be there.
The room does well when you have, what, 15 runs in one game and 12 runs in the other. So 27 runs. Hold on, let me get my calculator. I think that's 27 runs. Yes.
What's 42 divided by 2?
Hold on. Stand by. So much offense, you're going to get these props. And the room did come out. Vladdy, Raleigh, Judge.
Judge.
They all go deep.
Oh, my God. All the big name guys.
Well, what do you want? I mean, that's what happens. So the room goes 3-2 in both games. I did laugh, though. I was thinking about the room when Victor Robles got thrown out at third base trying to steal. That was one of the room bets that didn't
hit. Okay, can you – I missed that part of the game. What happened? Which base was it at? Can you explain the scenario? Because me and Paul were talking about it before you hopped on.
So he was trying to steal third, I thought.
And yes.
He got caught, and that was one of the props in the room. Robles – 1 stolen base or whatever, over a half a stolen base at 5-1. And he gets caught stealing, trying to swipe third. So that was one of the losses. But again, the story is that the room hits a home run prop at plus 500, at plus 260, and plus 220. That's a great night. That's maybe a marquee banner night, maybe the best night of all time for the room, considering all that goes into it.
Yeah, yeah. If we're going to make fun of them for laying $1.80, $2 on some bets that they end up losing, you got to give them credit when they hit a Vladdy home run, 5-1. So, yeah, the props did very well. 3-2, but they hit some plus money ones in both games. So, very good.
They made more money than I did last night. Who am I to make fun, right? I mean, they cleaned up last night.
No, we're not making fun at all. But they're going to come in ready to fire. Ready to fight. Every 2 hours, we got a new first pitch going today. Is today a day where there's not a lot of work getting done in the afternoon? Let's say that. It's not March Madness level, but people want to knock their meetings out, I would think, early and enjoy baseball. Make sure they get home in time to watch all these games. I think that was smart by Major League Baseball. Every 2 hours, not trying to spread it out 3 hours. Like, okay, now you go check out innings 4 through 9 over here. Or you, with YouTube TV, you can watch 2 games at a time. I think today's going to be a lot of fun with these 4 games. And again, we'll be talking to Eric Kratz about it later on in the show. So a lot happening there as far as Major League Baseball. And we got some news in the NFL as well, Sam. Cincinnati Bengals add a quarterback. Is he the starting quarterback? I don't know. Maybe not yet. Maybe in a few days. He's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm talking about 40-year-old Joe Flacco, traded in the division from Cleveland to Cincinnati. Cleveland gets, like, basically nothing. They just move up around in the next draft. And you got the Bengals are desperate. Browning's been awful. Nothing like last time when he filled in for Joe Burrow, who was injured previously. He did well then. People were expecting him to perform fine. Maybe they can compete and hang around. Nope, that is not the case. He is the worst quarterback in football with the number of turnovers that he's had. So they're trying to get him ramped up, ready to go for this Sunday. But Joe Flacco, now a Bengal. Joe Flacco has weapons that he did not have in Cleveland. So I'm curious how this ends up going. It cannot be worse. No. It can't be as bad as it was with Browning.
The O-line, probably a wash between Cincy and Cleveland. I don't think either offensive line is anything special. The weaponry is certainly better with Cincy. And this could be a very, very funny twist. Weeks after beating the Packers as a 10-point underdog outright, Flacco gets another crack at Green Bay. This number is a little bit bigger because you're on the road. Last game was in Cleveland. You're a 10-point home dog. Now you're a 14-point road dog. Look, I have no intel on this, but I assume that they're going to try and cram and cram and cram and get him out there on Sunday. You don't make the trade to wait. And a vet like that who's been around the block, who knows the ropes, he doesn't need much. He doesn't need to learn the entire playbook. It's as simple as let's teach you X amount of plays. There's no way Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they can get him everything he needs. But in some weird way, personally, I would rather have Flacco with 3 days of prep than Browning with 3 years of prep. Browning stinks. What more do you need to see?
Yep. Line came down, right?
Yep.
It came down to 14 at a number of spots. Whether you think that's something, nothing, whatever, I'll just say this. I'm the opponent. Who would I rather see? Give me Browning. It's not even a question. Not even a question. I know it's a 2-touchdown number, but I guarantee you there are people still alive in Survivor that are like, oh, man, I was locked in. I had a freebie here with Jake Browning, and now they're bringing in Flacco. Can the 40-year-old man, you know, the team gets behind him. There's excitement for one day, for an afternoon. Possibly. Could happen. We've seen crazier things in this league. That's how it works, man.
No doubt. I think there were other quarterbacks around the league maybe hoping to get that phone call, but they go to the trusty old vet, Joe Flacco. Yep. Not going to move the meter. We're a betting show. Joe mentioned the line moved a half a point. So that's the reality. Joe Flacco is not moving meters, but he does give them a better chance to cover because I would think that he has a better chance to get the ball to his playmakers. And he's not at that point of his career where he's trying to do too much. He's going to give what the defense gives him. And or take what the defense gives him, rather. And, you know, a lot of checkdowns, a lot of passes over the middle, and the occasional deep shot. But that's where we're at now. Cincinnati, a 14-point dog, and there's a good chance that that comes under 14 if Flacco does get the green light. I think we might see 13.5. You're always going to have that Packer money. And as you know, and I know, Green Bay still, despite the potential quarterback change, probably the number one pick in Survivor this weekend.
Yeah. Because there wasn't a week where they've been super popular. You know, with Buffalo, there are weeks that they've had where they've been popular and teams have used them up, but we really haven't seen that out of Green Bay. So there you are with the NFL. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. Any sort of line movement, anything like that. We're always watching the board, seeing if anything else is moving. I don't see a ton else that has been on the move. I think it's kind of interesting. The big game of the week, Sunday Night Football, Kansas City up to 2.5. We know we're not going to get 3 because there's going to be immediate Detroit buyback. And if they want any Lions money, they know what to do. They just go to KC -3. So that one's up a little bit, which I find interesting coming off the Kansas City loss. But outside of that, have you seen anything else move much in the NFL?
Not much. Back to that game, though, if we can. Sure. This is going to be a very popular game because it's Sunday night. And you're going to have people come out of the woodwork and fire hot takes on both teams, right? We've already seen some of that in the last 24 hours. Be careful shoving in on Kansas City. This is a team that is still searching for answers. They have not been impressive aside from a game against the Ravens that – I mean, looking back, it was clearly more Ravens than it was Kansas City, given how bad Baltimore is defensively and Lamar getting hurt in that game, just to kind of pour it on 37-20. You know, odds makers that I respect are really high on Detroit. I talked to Chris Andrews yesterday, who said he thinks Detroit's the best team in football. Now, does that mean the Lions are going to win on Sunday night? No. But I think you're already starting to see the stew come together. You're going to see the public potentially on Kansas City and the wise guys on Detroit. That's kind of how it feels on a Wednesday.
Also last night, the most bet team in hockey, Chicago Blackhawks, plus 230. Did they win?
I don't believe so.
No, they did not. Unbelievable. The room did not disappoint in that aspect. All right. Nate Collins will drop by on the other side. Joe O. Sammy P. Betsowitz, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, sometimes we have Nate Collins on for his regular segment on Wednesdays, and we're not sure where we're going to start. The direction could go a number of ways. Well, the story of the NFL world was the Jacksonville Jaguars on Monday night. So, you know, that's exactly where we need to start. Nate Collins joins us here on Bet Sweats of the Green Light podcast, a BetMGM podcast. Nate, I don't need to ask how you feeling. How did you enjoy watching that game on Monday night? And
I live streamed the game on my live stream show called Fax Machine that I do on the platform called Assist, and I just went crazy. I was out of focus because I was jumping up and down and going nuts, but I really felt good because during the day on Monday, we do the Green Light Live show, and we ended the show with our predictions for the game. And obviously, I took the Jags, but I had said everyone in America, because it's the only game on tonight, you're going to be watching this game, and you're going to leave the game saying, who is that number zero on Jacksonville, because he's a great player. And him for Devin Lloyd to have a 99-yard interception return for a touchdown was absolutely incredible. And it was just an up and down game, obviously, for emotions for me watching the game. Trevor Lawrence starts the game running over the line of scrimmage and throwing a pass. Right when I seen that, I was just like, oh man, this might be a long game. And then the whole referee situations and the blown calls, it was a crazy game. But for that game to end the way it did, it was absolutely crazy. Happy for my Jags. Trevor Lawrence, undefeated on his birthday, all his for his career birthday games. So I'm happy he kept that streak. And then even after getting caught on the sideline picking your boogers, you go on a game-winning drive like that. That's it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm happy for my Jags so much.
Are you surprised Kansas City looks a little, I guess, uninvincible at this point? They look like they can be beaten, and they have been beaten, obviously, three times. But it's a big change from last year, it feels like.
It is a big change, and they're just one of those teams that you can tell, like, their injuries and where they're happening and what positions, it's kind of hindering the play calling and us as fans seeing what we're, like, used to seeing with the Kansas City Chiefs. But I think they're still a team that they're slowly getting healthy and they're getting guys back. And believe it or not, it might look scary for a lot of teams coming up that have to play Kansas City once they get everyone back in that receiver room and the rest of the roster, I think they're still a team that they're going to be contenders. That was a crazy game. They probably should have beat the Jags. They definitely should have. But they're a team that it's not going to be a cakewalk. They're going to be in every game, regardless of who they're, what they're putting on tape right now. But it's a long season, and I feel like Kansas City, we'll still be talking about them when it's playoff time.
It is a long season, and it's a 5-week sample size so far. And I was curious where Jacksonville would be. And what kind of slapped me in the face is like, no, this is real. Like, the betting market will usually tell you, like, you know what? It's early. They played weak teams in some situations. Like, no. BetMGM right now says Jaguars to make the playoffs minus 285 favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, they're saying we expect them to be in the playoffs. Not a coin flip. We're expecting them with a great start. What are we looking at with this division? Because they're tied with Indy. Indy looks like a bunch of world beaters. And you could question their schedule. They had another soft opponent this weekend, and that would certainly be fair. But here comes Houston. So what are you expecting out of this division? Is it definitely two teams? Is there a possibility like it's the NFC North where you get three? It feels like all that conversation, AFC South, you're only getting one. That's no longer here, man.
No, I think the AFC South runs through Jacksonville this year. I respect the Colts and what they're doing, but I'm going to go with my guys. But, yeah, just like you said, the AFC South is – right now, like, we're the only division with multiple teams with 4-plus wins or whatever it is at the top. I mean, the Colts are at the top of the division by a slight margin. It's going to be exciting. And I would say with the Houston Texans, I got to see a few more games before I'm going to jump on and be like, they got everything fixed and worked out in Houston, because – they've put some bad stuff on tape this year, and it's great that the game that they had before a bye week is something that everyone in that building can feel great about and keep it rolling for the rest of the season. But they're a team that I have to see them do that again before I start worrying about them.
Do you believe more in Tampa Bay with Baker Mayfield or Indy with Daniel Jones?
Man, I feel like any other year, I would say Baker. I really like Baker. I obviously Daniel Jones and Baker, I would say, if you ask anyone, they should be in your MVP votes, like, after 5 weeks, for the quarterback, or just in general. But they're both playing great football. But for some reason, I feel like I know what I'm going to get with Baker. And Baker is a winner. And what he's doing right now, like, without Mike Evans, and we all know Mike Evans is coming back, and now they have Emeka Abuka. Is that how you say his name?
Abuka, yeah.
Okay. Well, now they have him, and he's shown that he's going to be a star. So that's just another weapon for Baker. So I would say right now it will be Baker, but that's a slight margin because the Colts are playing unbelievable. Daniel Jones is playing unbelievable. I'm so happy for him, and it's been exciting. But I would say Baker.
So we got some other news in the NFL, not just the Flacco trade yesterday. It was what the Arizona Cardinals decided to do. They decided to fine Jonathan Gannon $100,000. Did they? Did the league? Whatever. Gannon's fined $100,000 for his actions on the sideline Sunday with DeMarcado. The video is interesting because it's tough to get a clear view. You know, some people run with it with the headlines. He hit him. He punched him. It's hard. Like, I don't even have to ask. I know you've been in that situation a million times. I can't imagine a football player that hasn't been in that sort of situation. Like, was he hitting the pads? That's what I'm saying. Emotions boil over. What did you think?
As an ex-player, I feel like it just was a little too much. It was just a little too much. And we talked about this on the show. I think It shows to DeMarco's character. I just feel like if that situation happens with different guys, we might be talking about a whole bigger issue and situation today, because it then becomes, if a player, whether you're hitting the pads or not, if a player feels threatened or embarrassed in the moment, what happens if the player swings back? Is it something where it's just like, hey, he hit me first, or he's a coach? So it's just a situation that as a coach, you have to control your emotions. And I definitely understand Gannon, like that fumble. It's a situation where you as a head coach, you're on a hot seat right now. Like if you get fired, you and your family are looking for like new arrangements. It's a bunch of stuff that comes with that. And there's a lot of emotions that come into it. And the fumble in that situation, I get it. And you're upset, but you have to control yourself a little bit. You have to. And I think the $100,000 is cool. It's just the NFL are funny with their fines, because Jerry Jones for putting the middle finger up got fined $250,000. So it's just like, what do we value with the fines in the NFL? It's just funny. But that's just an unfortunate situation. Just as an ex-player, as a viewer, like it's something you don't really want to see. And I hope internally everything they worked everything out. Yeah, just for the sake of the league and just not making it a bigger deal than it should be.
I think you had a great week, man. The Bears win the bye week, 1-0, right? Win the bye week. The right. Jags beat the Chiefs, and yeah. Drake May looks like baby Dan Marino on Sunday night.
Man, wow.
Man, I love it. I love it. The Pats are looking good. They're coming together. Stephon Diggs is getting positive media right now. He had an amazing revenge game. Yeah, the Pats, man, I like them, and just to show, like, I know everyone feels like it's trolling to pick the Pats to go deep, but I just think that them beating the Bills is just showing fans, or it should show fans, that Drake May versus Josh Allen is something that we should be looking forward to. And it's not going to be a cakewalk like it maybe it used to be for the past couple of years. Like, I think that's going to be a battle in division that everyone should be looking for years to come.
We're going to go over our favorite Super Bowl bets right now after 5 weeks, coming up in about a half hour on the show. But is there another team that you do not yet? Your picks look strong right now, but is there another team that you're watching, you're keeping an eye on? Thinking, man, they're dangerous. Wait, like the Ravens are out. Everybody thought the Ravens were going to be a top team. Now they're out. Opens the door for other teams. There are other situations that are similar. Is there a scary team that you're taking a look at? A team that you don't want to face right now?
Sicko. I might be a sicko for even thinking to say this, but the Cowboys. I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it too loud. Look. I don't want to say it too loud, but the Cowboys, they have problems, but they're putting up points. They're putting up points, and Dak Prescott is playing very well, and they're without CeeDee Lamb. I think it's – and they got my guy George Pickens going. He's one of the best wide receivers in the league. CeeDee Lamb is also one of the best wide receivers in the league. So I'm very interested to see – now that they got Pickens going, and like maybe he's happy, he's incorporated to the offense. But when they get CeeDee Lamb back, if they figure that all out and everyone's happy, that offense is very, very dangerous. They have a lot of problems on defense, yes, but the trade deadline, we see things, people are making moves. Maybe they'll make a move, but I just feel like that's the team right now that, hey, if Dak Prescott keeps playing the way he is, there'll be little murmurs. We'll have to hear the Cowboys fans for a little bit this season, I think.
We need a bet. So pull up that MGM app. You got college football tonight, NBA preseason tonight, hockey tonight, baseball, NFL the weekend. We need a bet. You've been really good with these bets. What do you like?
So here we go. I'm going with an underdog this week. I'm not going to go outright. I'm not going to go too crazy. But, and we talked about it earlier, after the week that they had last week, I think this is going to be a get right week for the Arizona Cardinals. We got Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah. going back into his dad's house, and maybe the spirit of Marvin Harrison Sr. out there in Indianapolis will be floating around, and I just feel like his son has a breakout game. I feel like the Cardinals are in the news this week for all the wrong reasons. They had a terrible loss. You just talked about the DeMarcado situation. I feel like Gannon is fighting for his life. I feel like he calls the best game. He's going to have to call the best game this week, and I think the Cardinals cover that plus 6.5.
Same thing crossed my mind. I was looking at that matchup, all the noise with Arizona, nothing going wrong with the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
Like, they're looking like one of the best teams in football, and you're getting the side that's getting 6.5 points. I see a 7 out there, too. We might get there. Like, who's going to be with you? Who's going to line up and back the Arizona Cardinals? Nobody. They're all going to be taking the Colts.
I'm a props guy. This is a game that I would Marvin Harrison Jr., 2 touchdowns. I feel like they feed him the ball. He had a shaky start to the season, but the last few games he's been back to jumping over guys, catching passes. And like I said, I think all those guys in the building, when you're in the locker room and you know you're the talk of the media that week and it's all negative, it weighs on guys, and you don't want that. You don't want that to keep being your narrative for the rest of the year. So yeah. I'm going to take the Cardinals plus 6.5.
Good stuff every Wednesday. Nate Collins of the Green Light Podcast. Make sure you check him out over there. Find him on X at Big N98. MLB card, 4 games today. That's next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
None of the series are done yet. We might get a sweep, though. There are a couple opportunities for sweeps today of the 4-game slate that we've got set, and both in the National League, Milwaukee up 2-0, got the Dodgers up 2-0 on the Phillies, and, of course, the Blue Jays still have a hold on their series against the Yankees, but it is now 2-1, same situation with Seattle and Detroit. Seattle up 2-1. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Power Rankings Wednesday. We're going to do Power Rankings, top 3 Super Bowl bets coming up at the top of the hour. Joe O, Sammy P with you. Let's talk about today's card, Sam. Take us any direction. If you want to go chronological order, that's fine. Start with one league, wait on the other. What are you feeling?
Schlittler is going to be about a $2 favorite later tonight. And I just would never. I know he pitched awesome against the Red Sox, and he'll always have that moment. But you're telling me that this kid should be currently minus 185 at BetMGM. I see a 190 offshore. It's going to keep climbing. That Yankee money's going to keep rolling in today, and that's going to be a very popular moneyline parlay leg. I'm going to let that keep climbing, and eventually we'll bet Toronto tonight at hopefully plus 170 or higher. That's a crazy price. And the kid was awesome in that elimination game against the Red Sox. Absolutely awesome. But you're paying that tax, and the Yankees are at home, and it's a must win. Will not be me laying minus 190 or higher on the Yankees.
So they made it official that it's going to be Varland, right?
For maybe a couple innings. Yeah. I mean, he pitched last night, so you're going to get the bullpen guys, which is fine. It's more of a fade of Schlittler and of the price. And maybe I'm crazy, but now you got the Yankee fans – you know, pumping their chest and saying, oh, the Jays are on the ropes, got them right where they want them. I didn't like Toronto yesterday. In fact, we were looking at that series price thinking, okay, this is a bad sign. Mm-mm. The series price down 2-0 is only 4-1. That's telling you that the Yankees are probably going to win game three. And then, of course, they're bigger favorites tonight. Did you catch that series price now in New York? Plus 185. That's it. Down 2-1. So you got to win tonight and then win game five in Toronto. Only plus 185. Okay, here we go. I'm taking them out tonight with Toronto.
I'm with you, man. At this price, like, I get, and he's been strong lately, understood. But this is way too much. And I got to tell you, like, a lot of times in recent years, a lot of times you look at the bullpen game, and the mentality has been chalk it up as a loss. That is not where we are in Major League Baseball in these playoffs. You're pretty close to that anyways. I think people overreact to that. These guys are going, in some situations, if there are any struggles, 2-3 innings. If they're really good, they're going 5-6 for the most part, outside of your aces, which you're getting maybe once, you know, every four games. So I agree with you. People are going to be turned off by it. We're going to see more and more Yankee money as the day goes on. Now, it is a small sample size. We're talking about 28 plate appearances, but Schlittler hasn't been great against the Blue Jays. Vlad is 4-for-5 against them. He had a bomb last night. He's hitting the ball well. They're hitting in those 28 plate appearances 435 against him, and he has a strikeout rate of only 14%. So four strikeouts, four walks. You don't want to go too far when it's a sample that is that small, but I'm getting a price like this, and I get that Blue Jays lineup. I'm fine with that. You called it yesterday. Like, everything was lining up the way, not so much the pitching matchup, just the numbers. Everything was pointing to the Yankees are going to win game three, but it doesn't mean they're going to win game four. All of a sudden, there's a lot of confidence on Schlittler. I think you're spot on. I think that is the play. The total is 8.5. We've got a pair of 8.5s. They're both in the American League. Seattle, Detroit. Miller against Mize. Seattle trying to end things tonight. Watching that game yesterday, I was like, Paul may have been right. When you didn't take game two, you didn't take that commanding 2-0 lead, it kind of felt like, oh, no. Oh, no. We're in trouble. I was holding out hope last night. Did not work. That was a Seattle domination. Gilbert was great. His splitter was phenomenal. They couldn't touch it. I'm just worried the Tigers go another game and they just don't score.
I really felt good going into that game because you saw all the Mariners prop love, I guess, line up. You know, yeah. Guys are betting all kinds of Mariners props. Robles to do a million things, Raleigh to homer, and then all the things basically happened aside from the stolen base. And look at how the markets bet this game. Overnight, Detroit opened $1.24, and now you see some books in Vegas minus 110, minus 108 at the Westgate. They're betting Seattle. So I don't really want to get involved again on the game. I thought Detroit was the right play yesterday, and that was certainly not the case. I guess we should poll the room here. Not the room, the room of all rooms, but our room on the show. We got two Tigers guys here. Are we white flagging it already? What's the pulse?
The pulse is a golf club to the face is the pulse on the Tigers right now. Look, I felt weirdly like, huh, all right, maybe Casey Mize can do something tonight. Yeah, I mean, honestly, minus 110 both ways is perfect. But, Joe, right, like you said, it is so frustrating watching a team that is so completely inept at the plate. Like, it feels like watching, you know, last year, the Panthers on offense trying to move the ball down the field, and you're like, just get me, like, a touchdown. And it's like a helpless, pointless feeling. So no, I'd say the vibes are not great. Not great vibes. Jake,
as far as betting the game, I don't know what to do, man. Like, no. I don't have a strong feel. I hold out hope that Detroit can win, but I'm not sure. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I think 110 is right. Like, I think this would go either way. Like, I'm a Bryce Miller guy, but he's been bad this year. I mean, he's shown flashes of the upside that he has, and he could certainly be great in this game, but he just hasn't been good this year. A couple of these Tigers guys, Torkelson, Green, have really good history against him, so I might just do some props, but I have no idea where this is going as far as the result of the game.
I will say this. Seattle doesn't want to go to game five. Get me to game five, and it's...
You're not beating Scooble twice.
Yes.
Let's go.
Oh, baby.
You win today.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. Are we back? Are we back?
Not yet.
Golf club to the face, but don't give us Scooble in game five.
Yeah.
I'm a little concerned about Mize in this. He's a fly ball pitcher going against the heart of that lineup. Like, it scares me, that part. But you're right. Don't let them take one. Don't let them win today, because then they're going to have all – they would love to go to Seattle. Love to go back to Seattle. Then it's scary. But it's just about winning today. You're right. You guys are right. It's lined perfectly. I don't see myself having a bet on the game. I'll just be rooting for Detroit.
Rookie of the Year knockoff on Detroit? Not Little Big League.
Rookie of the Year knockoff?
Wasn't there one? In the 90s?
On the Tigers?
Yeah, let's channel that. Anyway, as you were, I'll look it up.
I think it was the Twins.
Cubs Brewers.
Big League, no?
Anyway. There was that. Yeah.
Cubs Brewers. Speaking of Rookie of the Year. Cubs are a short favorite. Tyone against Priester. Cubs trying to win a game in the series. Total a little bit shorter than those AL games. It is 7. Sam, my first thought is I think we could see some scoring today in this one. We've seen so many home runs in this series as it is, and we've got a number of hitters on both sides that have good history against the opposition. Rhys Hoskins, 3 homers and 13 at-bats against Tyon. Churio, 7 for 13, 3 extra base hits. There's some Cubs that have hit Priester as well. But do you have to have the Cubs score to hit the over? I don't know, because you haven't really needed it so far because the Brewers have been scoring so much.
I was a little surprised to see the total 6.5 in a lot of places this morning. You know, given how much offense we've seen, they're just daring you to come in and pop over. Not that over's a bad look or anything, but I assumed this total would be higher. We know that Priester made people a ton of money this year from start to finish. He was a very profitable pitcher. Last time we saw Tyone in this role, though, he was very, very good. So I'm not going to bet it. I lean under, kind of, but it's not a game that I'll get involved with. Like, I'll definitely bet the Jays. I'll be rooting for the boys on Detroit, and I have no interest in betting this one.
Dodgers are sweeping tonight.
I think we all know that. You see, they got bet, opened $1.60, now $1.80, a 20-cent move on the favorite against Aaron Nola on the road.
Yeah. Yamamoto. I'm sure backing him is part of it, but yeah. And I'm not going to – look, on the total, I could make a case for the under, but the problem is I don't want to go under in any Dodgers game. Like, I've just seen that story so many times. They could do it by themselves, so I have no interest in that. Yeah, the Dodgers are going to win. Can we pair them with anything else? I mean,
Dodgers,
could
Blue
go.
Jays is 3-1.
Toronto, yeah.
You pretty take good. The big favorite and the big dog, and you put them in the middle. You make a little Blue Jay Dodger sandwich at 3-1.
I just don't have a strong opinion on the side on those other two games, do you?
No, do not. Like, yeah. I said, I'll be rooting for the Tigers, because this has turned into a Tiger show. I want Paul Spencer Torkelson World Series MVP bet to come through. So, if anything, I'm about the team. The team, the team, the team.
Scooball. Let's do it.
Is it bad?
I think the NLCS is set after tonight.
Yeah. Is it bad if Mookie Betts hits 400 against you? Because that's what he does against Aaron Nola.
Yep. 400 would not be good for the pitcher. Correct.
Yeah.
Did you say your guy Enrique Hernandez?
Yeah, 364. Yeah, Kike.
Three
Kike gonna
three
have
homers
night.
And 11 at bats.
Down to 50-1, by the way.
For which guy?
Kike.
Our guy.
Going to use those CLV credits for Uber Eats. It's going to be great. Can't wait.
Yes. Hey, man. You have somebody in the World Series, you got a shot. Joe O, Sammy P, Power Rankings on the other side, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.